Syracuse's Democratic mayor, Stephanie Miner, says Republican Congressman John Katko has not asked her how he can help the city of Syracuse during his first term in office. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, Katko's office refutes the claim and says the congressman has helped on a number of issues.
Specifically, Miner would have liked help on new FEMA flood maps, Department of Justice funding of police body cameras, and Syracuse's lead program. Syracuse was recently denied federal funding for its lead removal program. Onondaga County's lead program was accepted. FEMA has added more than 600 Syracuse properties to new floodplain maps. That brings the total to more than 1,600 properties in Syracuse that could be required to pay flood insurance premiums. The city is still waiting on funding for police body cameras. Katko's office says they have in fact worked closely with the mayor's office on Syracuse's grant applications for body cameras and lead removal, in addition to gang violence prevention. Katko has hosted Miner in Washington, D.C. to talk about infrastructure issues and fought to maintain funding levels for safe drinking water. Katko spokesperson Aaron O'Connor says the congressman also helped designate federal funding of Interstate 81 construction in downtown Syracuse as a high priority. O'Connor says Miner should focus on Syracuse's needs instead of a congressional race that the mayor declined to run in. Miner is supporting Katko's Democratic opponent, Colleen Deacon. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.